We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. They have their event, which is an annual fundraising event and also opening for the season, the 5x5 at the Depot on US 12 and Broadway in Beverly Shores. Susie Vance, who's the president of the Depot Museum and Art Gallery, and Nancy Schwab, who's board member, gift shop manager, and in charge of the 5x5 exhibit. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Susie, we'll let you start with you. Just tell us a little bit about what's going on with the whole Depot this season, and then we'll get to the specifics of the 5x5.
Well, the whole Depot this season is really going to be exciting. We have 5 shows, and it's just going to knock the socks off of everybody. We are also, each one of those shows has a unique person who is displaying things that they have come to do near and dear to their hearts, and from photography to quilting to just all kinds of things. We're very excited, and we're going to have some pop-up installations and some action events. We're going to have a pop-up installation by a local sculpture person. Edwin Shelton's going to be here, and we may even do a drumming circle. It's just going to be great. We're going to have a great time on the second Friday of every month this summer.
And Nancy, you're in charge of the whole gift shop, which has been sort of virtual mostly now that we're getting out of COVID. So you can describe that and then explain what 5x5 is and how that works.
Okay, well, I'll start with the 5x5. So the 5x5 means that artists from around Northwest Indiana contribute a 5x5-inch work of art. And buyers pre-buy a sticker for $55, and that enables them to apply it towards their purchase of artwork. This is the 5th year of the show, and it was started by Karen Brown 5 years ago. So in fact, this year we're calling it 5x5 turns 5. We have artists like Bob Stanley, who's local and is shown in galleries around the country. Karen Brown, who's well known, she does glass work, and she's going to have some exciting pieces. Susie Vance does fiber art, who's joining us here. Ruth Graff does a lot of mixed media. So it covers a lot of spectrum, a wide spectrum of art. Anyway, and then the gift shop, I'm always looking for new product. Most of it is from local artisans and includes jewelry, ceramics, glass, wood, and books. And we have a lot of books relevant to the area. So that'll be exciting. And that opens up the night of May 13th, which is when the 5x5 occurs. And again, that's at the Beverly Shores Depot, which is at 525 South Broadway, which is Route 12.
And you can buy your tickets online.
Yes.
Well, can you also view, are you also going to have an online aspect to it as in the past? So
actually, for the first time, we're putting, we're doing both in person and online. So it's going to open online after the in-person event. It'll open up at 8 o'clock that evening of May 13th. The show will stay up so people can still purchase after that evening and still purchase online and through June 2nd. So it'll be up for about 3 weeks.
But you can't see anything in advance of 5 right. o'clock on the 13th of May.
Right, right.
And that really represents the opening for the season. And you already described some of the artists that you're going to have and anything and special events. So tell us.
I know. Will that list be available? Would there be an artist list available before the opening?
We didn't plan on it, but that's an interesting thought. We will certainly talk about it.
Yeah, it's a good teaser.
Yeah. And what's fun is it is a mystery. Nobody knows what to expect, but they are betting by buying something for $55. And again, all of the proceeds from this event benefit the Depot, which is a not-for-profit entity. We really count on these dollars to help us through.
So, Susie, tell us a little of the history of the Depot, not only as a museum, but and the impact also the South Shore is going to have in double tracking.
Well, the double track is going to be great. I'm sure it'll bring more people out here. And the Depot itself was transformed when it was almost torn down in 88. And then in 1998, opened its doors as an art gallery and a museum. And it's just been fantastic ever since then. People have volunteered to be on the board, and we have done a number of great things, had lots of art exhibits and many museum exhibits. The museum exhibits actually are pretty spectacular. Last year we had one on erosion. This year we're doing beaches and resorts and all kinds of things. And it's just amazing to me the history of this area that this museum does. You know, most museums around here do maybe one or maybe two exhibits every year. The museum that we run does three good exhibits. And you're going to know a lot of the history in Beverly Shores that's celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. Beverly Shores has existed for 75 years, which is amazing. And it's been through many iterations.
We also have a veterans exhibit, a veterans event coming up on May 21st, in which we're going to honor the veterans. And so that's something. Look on our website and you'll get more information.
Well, tell us what that website is. That was the next question I was going to ask.
bsdepot.org. And from there, you'll learn about art exhibits, museum exhibits, and then you'll be able to link over to our website to buy.
Excellent. Well, we'd like to thank you for coming out of the Year Spotlight. That's on May 13th, 5 p.m. at the Depot. I like to say US 12 and Broadway in Beverly Shores. Susie Vance, president of the Depot, and Nancy Schwab, board member, gift shop manager, and head of the 5x5 exhibit. Thank you for coming on Art on the Year Spotlight.
Okay. Thank you very much.